The 40 Martyrs of Sepastia, Lent Day 27. The Armenian Church celebrates the 40 Martyrs of Sepastia during one of the Saturdays of Lent. Although Sepastia is a town in Armenia, the entire Christian Church commemorates the martyrdom that took place there as a lesson in Christianity, perseverance, sacrifice, and friendship. The story of the 40 Martyrs of Sepastia takes place in the 4th century, when 40 soldiers of the Roman army, armed with the faith in Jesus Christ, are put to the test. Either deny your faith or lose your life. They refuse to betray or deny their faith in Christ Jesus. They are sentenced to a torturous death by being thrown into a midwinter freezing lake. The 40 men reach out to one another. They hold on to one another, creating a human life raft. The water miraculously warms up. God creates an opportunity for the freezing water to give warmth, to give life. And in so doing, the men are also given an opportunity to be crowned as saints. There are many dimensions to this story. I invite you to read about it. It appears in many books and articles. For now, I would like to focus on the friendship factor, the friendship that exists between these soldiers, particularly because they had the same goal and foundation of faith. And even more, they belonged to a community that brought them together. We build relationships with others, with whom we establish what is called friendship. Most of the time, these are limited partnerships. That is, we can talk about everything except matters of faith. We may be reluctant to talk about faith or religion. Why? Because we have been conditioned. We have been taught that it is not polite to discuss religion in mixed company. After all, politics and religion are the two ingredients that you never want to take into a friendship. More arguments start because of politics and religion, they tell us, than any other subject. During this Lenten journey, we have looked within. We've also looked without. We have built our prayer life with quality and quantity. We understand ourselves as disciplined creatures, assisted by the practice of fasting and of abstinence. Our Christian charity is defined by responsibility and stewardship. And so at the end of this 4th week of Lent, we understand that certainly Christianity is not that distorted view that so many people speak about, but that there is a purity in Christianity. Not only is Christianity defined by love, but it is the expression of pure love. It calls us to extend and give of ourselves to one another. It is sacrifice that manifests itself in friendships, in relationships. We love, honor, respect, and cherish one another. Because Christ's message is so pure, it gives each of us an opportunity to grow in that same purity. The 40 martyrs found that purity in one another. They were able to hold on to each other and stay afloat in that lake. They were able to find strength from one another. We too are on a journey. It's called the journey of life. And we look for friends, and sometimes we shy away because we feel others may not understand our position. Instead, give them a try. Real friendship means that we can put all of our cards out on the table. It means we can count on one another. We can lean on others and expect them to lean on us as well. To make this happen, we need open dialogue. There is a formula to the dialogue. It begins by talking about the bare essentials of life, including our faith, our spirituality, who we are, how we understand ourselves, and what commitment we have to love. We now understand that there is nothing to be embarrassed about when it comes to matters of faith. It is now well, part and parcel of our being, to be able to stand tall and say, yes, I am a Christian, because I am a member of Christ's family. Simply put, we say, yes, I am called to love. Nothing more, and certainly nothing less. To love, to be able to stand up and help, to be able to sit down with friends in trouble, to be able to extend a hand to someone in need, and to be able to offer the strength and courage to lift up someone who has fallen. You see, Christianity is all about continuing what Christ began. The 40 martyrs of Sepastia understood the message of Christ as an expression of community. The name of the feast itself is about community. It is not one martyr that we remember, but 40 martyrs. It is a collective, people hanging on to one another, staying afloat despite the difficulties in life. When we understand this, then we start reaching out to one another. We no longer fear confiding in our friends. Instead, we have a healthy and open relationship, and we become true friends. Reaching out, hanging on, staying afloat in the waters of life. Understand, this is how miracles happen, because it is at these moments that God heats the waters. We have yet another opportunity to really set sail and reach the dreams that we cannot do alone, but certainly possible because of the community collective, the friendships. Today's Lenten exercise is a simple one. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your family. Engage them in a conversation of faith. Engage them to understand how important that faith is to you. And really explain what are the dimensions of that faith. Not merely stories, not merely myths, but a real story of hope, of faith, of really reaching out to another and helping them stand up, and for them to help you stand up together. With God's blessings, you reach the goals, you reach the dreams that are in front of you. In this same spirit, let us pray from St. Nerses Shnorhali. Glorified Lord, accept the supplications of your servant and gracefully fulfill my petitions through the intercessions of the Holy Mother of God, John the Baptist, St. Stephen the First Martyr, St. Gregory our Illuminator, the holy apostles, prophets, divines, martyrs, patriarchs, hermits, virgins, and all your saints in heaven and on earth. And unto you, indivisible Holy Trinity, be glory and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.